The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
And I am Travis the Smooth.
And this is Griffin McElroy, the sweet baby brother, but that's not important. What is important is happy birthday to all the presidents.
Oh.
Happy birthday to all of the presidents who all got together and said, wouldn't it kick total ass if we all had the same birthday and we called it President's Day and we just ripped shit up and had ourselves a good time? Because
just a time to put partisan politics aside and rip shit up.
Rip shit with partisan politics.
Yeah, there it goes. The only political parties I want to hear about are the ones with beer and babes.
And we got a big pile of living presidents to fucking rock out with their cocks out.
All of them great. No notes.
Yep. No, there's lots of real dookie shitheads in there, but I mean, we're out here. They know how to party unlike any other person on Earth because they know they've had the nuclear codes, and so they know
they've partied with the aliens at Club 51.
They've got it all, baby. Who's all still alive?
I bet it was weird for Abe Lincoln when they gave him the nuclear codes, and he's like, what the fuck are these for?
What am I supposed to do with this?
You'll find out.
But
when they told George Washington, here's the football, and he's like, what is football?
What does that even mean in this context?
I don't understand any of the words in this.
I'm going to be honest, I'm confused by the case it's in. Is this metal? What the fuck?
Metal wasn't invented.
Well, they definitely weren't making briefcases out of it,
if
Justin.
If metal was invented yet, why is he got wood teeth?
Thank you. Oh. He could have metal chompers like Jaws.
That's a little
presidential trivia.
It's for me. You know what it is? At that point, Justin, metal teeth were unprecedented.
You know what's funny about the president's...
Hey, Justin, what the fuck? Unprecedented. Because he was a president.
No, you didn't have to stop the flow.
Yeah, but Justin just went right over it.
Okay, there's two different kinds of bits in this world, Trav. There's the ones that you drive by and wave at. Then there's the ones where you park and you have a little picnic outside of them. But that was not a picnic joke. That was a drive-by joke.
You didn't even huff at it or nothing.
But if I stop and park the car at your joke, it's going to make people think that you don't have those all the time. But with your rapidity... You know what I mean?
The quantity
and quality and quantity.
I mean, they're all good.
Baseline, you know?
Yeah.
This fucking Wikipedia article with all the presidents in it doesn't tell me which ones have biffed it.
Which you ones can't guess?
Who is biffed and who is unbiffed. And it sucks because I like want to talk about this. I want to talk about this stuff. I know Ronald Reagan famously biffed.
Can I tell you the one that always gets me? Carter.
Jimmy Carter, unbeft. Unbroken.
Battling hookworms, building houses.
Beaten ass.
As long as it's worm ass. You know the thing that I like about the U.S. presidents?
What is it, Justin?
Is that they've all been good. El Presidente, you're getting it done.
I would say, and maybe, you know, their shared communal birthday is not the best day to sort of pass judgment on them, but I would say a couple of them have been real stinkers.
The other thing about them is that they're all from Ohio.
That's weird.
Have you heard this?
Yeah. You guys heard this? You heard about this?
Cincinnati Joe.
Cincinnati Joe is one of the greatest traveling presidents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have a president of the rails and then the home president. And there's one president that gets out there and gets it done.
It's like, you know how baseball teams have like home uniforms and away uniforms? We have a home president and away president. Perfect. That away president never gets talked about
Some
enough.
Some of these guys, I wish they would get away.
Oh, boy. Wow. Justin, it's their birthday.
It's their birthday, dude. And was
Some
that a threat?
Some of these guys, I wish they'd get away from me and my family and my guns.
Wait, you know are what? They near your family? What president is near your family currently?
I just like him to stay out of my business. I'm a citizen.
Something's fucked up, guys. I'm still looking at this Wikipedia article. We've had like a group of presidents, and most of them are dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
statistically,
like,
yeah.
Maybe this is the most dangerous. I know cops is always out there saying, like, our job's the most dangerous. Looking at the stats, I think it might be presidents because we've had almost 50 of them and like 45 of them left a long time ago.
Yeah. Yep. Some of them pretty like quickly after, like in office.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's eerie, right? What are the odds?
So embarrassing. Yay, I'm finally president. Dead.
Oh man!
Oh no, that sucks
no,
for you,
I biffed
bro.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I'd like to be president someday. But
yeah, Trav, do you think you do a good job?
But my birthday is not that day, so like it's I not, can't do
but
it.
But you have been in Ohio for quite a while. So
that is true. That is true. I do appreciate it. Thank you for that vote of confidence. You guys saying I would make.
Well,
it
that's
president.
The only vote you'd get from me.
Oh, what the fuck? You're my brother. You're my blood, Justin.
I would be such a good president, brother. Don't you think I would be a good, like,
first brother,
black sheep, like,
oh, yeah,
that's the one that makes beer or grows peanuts or whatever these guys are doing.
Hey, how dare you assume that if any one of us became president, I wouldn't be the black sheep brother. Even if I was president, they'd be like, he's also the black sheep brother. Thank you very much.
God,
I have purple hair, Justin. I'm edgy.
Okay, fucking Jughead.
I'm the edgy one.
I'm a weirdo.
I'm a weirdo.
Don't you see that my hair is not a natural human color?
It's not a normal color.
This isn't a color I was born without the womb, Justin. I chose this. I'm a guy who makes choices. I'm edgy.
Anyway, happy birthday, everyone. I do think it is fucked up that this holiday did start off as a celebration of George Washington's birthday, which is February 22nd, but then at some point people were like, let's just... George, you got to share it. You got to share it with everyone.
It's
today,
not fair.
What are we doing this year? When are we celebrating?
I'm not going to lie. This fucking sucks.
This sucks shit. Missed it by a day this year. We're almost on top of it again, Georgie boy. I'm so sorry.
Happy That's belated rough... birthday.
Happy belated birthday so to all proud. The presidents. William McKinley.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Our McKinley-est president.
Grover Cleveland.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I do a pretty kick-ass Grover.
I anyway, do an okay Elmo.
I do an okay Rutherford B. Hayes. Can
Let
we start?
It.
Yeah.
I'm Rutherford B. Hayes. And I'm
pretty,
I'm the president that, hold on. Hold on.
Let me Google.
Wait, just a moment, please. Uh-oh. I didn't do. let me see.
Oh, no.
How'd we do? Just looking over this. Uh-oh. His critics deride his leniency toward the former Confederate states and his withdrawal of federal support for African Americans voting in civil rights. Okay, never mind. I'm a big shithead.
I'm a real piece of shit.
I'm a real dick. Anyway, happy birthday to me.
Can we start this show now?
We already did, bud. This is
this is that. Cool. Your whole Rutherford B. Hayes bit is in there.
Yeah.
This is not a bit. I saw this earlier this morning on Facebook, and I
thank you
to
for clarifying that this isn't a bit, Justin.
This isn't a bit. I don't have like a whole bunch of funny things to say about it.
Please.
I literally just wanted to tell you two, and if the listening audience enjoys it, that's their business. It's not mine. I just want to share with you guys. I saw the most West Virginia. Well, one of the most like West Virginia headlines on Facebook today. Breaking: 13 News has learned that the current and former owners of the Charleston Town Center and the city of Charleston are being sued by the developer of the future hotel in the old Sears building.
Oh, boy.
Awesome.
It's just, that's us. That's us there, baby.
That's
everybody's
the
suing everybody in the future hotel of the old Sears building.
Yeah, buddy. I love it.
I wish All it was right. a futuristic hotel in the old Sears building.
I was just thinking the same thing, Justin.
I'd move back, just a big cube.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be badass. Love that.
May I permission to speak from the heart, fellas?
Yeah, sure.
So last week I did a riddle me piss.
Yeah.
And some folks made me cognizant of the fact that I had used that in the past. Episode 511. Yeah. Yep.
Episode 511, that's not even that long ago.
It's not that long ago. I was flabbergasted to find that out. And honestly, it made me moist. And I don't want to obfuscate the point.
Oh, no, no, no.
I'm
no.
feeling very well, you can't quixotic.
And actually apologizing for something, in you can't make up for it by doing a much worse
And I want to postulate before you. Listen, honestly, I'm feeling very perspicacious right now.
Justin.
And a little bit ornery.
Is there a way to mute him?
I bring you this corduroy and this oubliette, and I hope that you accept this ephemera as my sincere globular.
Okay.
Listen, I'm spackled over here. You know what I mean? And I hope that you all can Wittershins me. And
Wittershins!
That we can, move past this.
Can we just, as long as we are lifting the fucking Riddle Me Piss jersey up to the rafters, which is what we
Oh, we're not. Oh, no, 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 no.
Riddle sorry, me sorry, piss. Sorry. No, no, no.
I'm
going to
lower
sorry.
It back down.
You actually, I locked it up. I super glued it to the fucking ceiling. So as long as we've got the sort of
I just shot it down with a crossbow.
Hell yeah.
It's falling.
As long as we got the rig out that we use for lifting jerseys up to the rafters, can we go ahead and just hook Sad Libs up on there too? And
oh my God, that was a Sad Libs. I didn't even notice, Griffin. Oh, wow.
Please.
Huh. You know, I guess it comes so naturally.
You know what sucks is we actually have a real announcement, which is that in our sad sack state last week, crying about Smartless beating our asses up and down the street, we didn't talk very much about our live show that we have coming up.
That's why they're better than us.
This week, is this week. You can get tickets at bit.ly/mabimbamvirtual. It's February 26th, and tickets are $10 a pop, and we'll have a video on demand for 2 weeks after. So come out and do... And join us. We haven't done one of these in a couple months, and it's a very fun time.
Ask anybody who's been to one. This Griffin did a very good sales job. So.
Awesome, no, he awesome, really awesome. Biffed it.
He biffed it. I want to say that these things are always wild. They're always fun. The more people that are there, you feel the energy in the crowd. It gets trending. People are tweeting about what they're seeing.
Yeah,
we'll have lots of great surprises that Trav's been working on. And I'm.
Oh, fuck. I gotta go, guys.
I'm gonna do a fucking backflip.
I'm not doing any no characters. There won't be any Richard Stink. So that if that's a plus for you, you got that to look forward to.
Oh, you know what I could do? I could do with musical guest and have the video clips play and we can watch them.
Yeah, I like that. bit.ly/mabimbamvirtual is the link.
Please come.
Please. Amanda got mad at us because we didn't talk about it last week when there were only 2 weeks to push it. And we fucked it up so bad. And we feel really guilty. So if you could buy a ticket or two, that would be badass. Anyway.
So this is an advice show. I mean, I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, there it is. You know what I mean?
This is an advice show.
Let's lay all our cards on the table. What does it say? It's an advice show across all the cards. Jin.
Begin.
When you're ready. Now, Justin, in your own time, just if you would do your slate, please announce who you are and what pieces you'll be doing.
Hi. My name is Justin McElroy. I'll be doing
Don't say you'll be doing it. That makes it sound a little bit perverted. If you could use a different word, please.
Yeah, it makes it sound like you're going to try and have sex with
I'll be humping this question.
Cool. That's a little bit worse, that's but better. Not much.
So I work at a fancy legal office, and I have to commute by bus every
Just
day.
Say Boston Legal. We get it.
We know where it is.
You work with Denny Crane. Why do I know that? I've never seen a goddamn episode.
Shut up. There's so much shit you don't know, Travis.
I know.
That's the one that you do.
I'm fairly new.
It's because the other day I was talking about how Boston Legal and Boston Public are in the same Boston verse, but Boston Common is not, and that makes me really mad. Sorry, go on.
Shut up.
Just go on.
I'm fairly new and not used to the 8-to-5 grind yet. So I find myself staying up far too late to be waking up at 6:45 every day and then getting to work exhausted. Now, I haven't finished this question, but so far there's a pretty good answer for this. Let's keep going. I have an hour lunch break and really want to take a nap.
Yes.
Would it be inappropriate to stack boxes in my cubicle to hide in and get some sleep? I worry that someone might see me in there, but I'm just so tired right now. I decay if I can make it through the day. Please help. That's from Pooped in Portland.
Now listen, as Justin pointed out, obviously, we could say go to bed earlier, but that's not one, like, that's not fun. And also, like, when you reach a certain age, no amount of sleep is enough to get you through the day. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you could sleep, you could go to sleep right after you got up and you'd be tired.
And it's also completely arbitrary because you'll also have days where you sleep for 5 hours and you wake up and you feel incredible. And then you'll have days where you sleep 9 hours and you feel like some sort of corpse person.
Because the weird thing is your body has these weird cycles, but you don't fucking know when they are and you're in no control of it. And it's like, oh, you woke up in the middle of one. I'm like, okay, well, whose fault is that?
This is why so many people have endorsed polyphasic sleep.
Yes.
Where you'll chunk it out. You get some 90 minutes. Polyphasic sleep is my favorite thing to talk about and never do.
Yep.
So you do like sleep for 90 minutes and then you're up. Who's that creeping around the house at 4:30? Well, it's Justin. Who's that taking a nap at 11:30 during the morning meeting? That's Justin. He sleeps for 90 minutes and he's up for a while. Polyphasic sleep.
Now, I'm of two minds in the actual question here, and I want you guys to gut check where you're at. I don't think there's anything wrong with taking a nap on your lunch break. That's your time. I think the problem is location, location, location.
Right?
Yeah, right.
I think you need to find within any office or warehouse or I don't care where it is. There is a location that somebody knows about that's like the comfy spot where everyone sneaks away to nap.
I wouldn't want to nap in the spot where everyone goes to nap. Do you know, like, that's not necessarily something I want to share with my peers.
That's fair.
But at the same time, I feel like if somebody is ever, like, you know, reorganizing the office and they move a file cabinet and then there's, like, a fucking Shawshank Redemption hole in the wall with, like, some pillows and newspapers in there, that is no good, man. If somebody
it's
finds
no good
your,
now,
your little squirrel
discovered.
Nest.
Your Bruno nest has been discovered. You can't stay in there.
Bruno nest, yeah. It's inappropriate. But I think if you just go to sleep on your fucking desk, head down, and if anybody walks in and is like, hey, wake up, leave that job.
Oh, you know what? We haven't done this in a while.
What?
Would a sign help?
Oh, sleeping, sleeping.
Because that's the problem, right? They come by, they see you laying down. They're like, ah, shirking their duties. But if you have a sign that's like, this is my lunch break, this is how I choose to use it, Derek.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what are they going to do?
Yeah, I ate so fast, Derek. And I have to sleep.
I eat while I type out my reports so that I can have a snoozerino. And it says all of this. There's like 8 pieces. It's a daisy wheel printer, just like putting it out, all lined up. And Derek's still reading it by the time you wake up.
That was my shit. I would eat lunch while I had like library duty during like third period in middle school. And then when lunchtime came around, I could keep hanging out in the library.
Yeah,
oh, that's a sad story. Anyway, hey, do you guys want to approach the wizard?
Whatever you do, don't nap in the break room.
Well, no. Don't nap somewhere
people will
fucking
come in.
Just don't nap.
There.
Just stop napping.
No, what?
Yes, don't nap.
Get out of here.
You're up to, okay, you're having trouble going to sleep on time, so you can't, it hurts to wake up at 6:45. You take a nap, you're continuing that terrible cycle. Break it.
All
right. Just be tired and then go to bed at night.
No.
Yes.
Mr. Polyphasic Sleep, who then turns around and says, you know what, though? Hey, forget everything I said. Don't nap.
No, don't nap.
Oh, Justin. Polyphasic sleep is just grown up nap time.
No, I don't endorse polyphasic sleep. It's just an interesting
thing. It sounded like you did.
Here's
Mr.
what I'm doing. Go to bed at a normal time. If you see Jimmy Fallon, you've gone too far.
Yeah.
That's it. Go to bed at a normal time. Wake up at a normal time. Just go to sleep at a normal time.
So just go to sleep at a normal time.
Stop napping your day away.
Oh my God.
If the digital clock has 4 numbers on it, you
my
need
brothers
to be
love napping, and it drives me fucking
I love
crazy.
Napping.
They'll be at my home having a family visit, and they're like, well, that's the cuckoo clock on the wall says it's time for me to get my jammies and have a little nap.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on. But we're here together. We're having fun. Stop fucking napping.
But you're willfully refusing to do it so that you can be unhappy for the rest of the day.
No, you do it one time.
And I think,
one time, and then you're on a good schedule.
I think it's pretty fucked up whenever we're like partying, and then you're like, we need to eat. We haven't eaten in 14 hours because you won't stop partying. And I'm like, rude much?
Right.
Trying to fulfill your body's needs while I'm trying to fucking party with you?
I also, when we're all hanging out as a family and you're like, well, 7:30 p.m., time for Betty Bye. And I'm like, what?
Justin's favorite game to play when we're all hanging out as a family is he waits until somebody is on their phone and then gets to really slam them for it. Like, we're only together so rarely. Shit. I think that's what gives
him power. That's because you guys are addicted to your devices. You're just constantly
on. Well, I'm just talking to my real friends and the babes.
Yeah, okay. So you are going to do a Wizard of the Cloud. I think we should definitely do that.
Okay. All right. So this one is sent in by a lot of people, so thank you to everybody for your contributions. It's like they built a human staircase leading up to the wizard's...
The wizard would love that.
Pupit.
Yep,
what's pupit. The pulp?
No, pupit. That's where he turns into a booterfly.
So this is how to prank in school. School gets boring sometimes, so if you want to liven it up with a few pranks, who could blame you?
Thank you.
Someone who catches you?
Even that, man. The question is, Griffin, and we haven't gotten into it, I'm sure we will, but when it comes to will they blame you, are they lovable pranks? Or are they like,
oh, that's interesting. Well, they run the gamut, Trav. Using your school supplies is a fun way to get started, or you could just prank friends with food tricks or electronic tricks.
Awesome. Electronic tricks.
That's great. That's
like Mysterio.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Whenever Anonymous.
Are drones involved?
Whenever Anonymous is in the news again, like, oh, shit, they leaked all the Pentagon shit, I'll be like, what an electronic trick.
Great electronic trick.
Someone stole my identity and took all my Bitcoins. What a brutal electronic trick, bunch of stinkers.
Griffin, with blockchain, it would be really difficult for someone to steal
your Bitcoin. Damn, you're right, Trav. That's a good enough reason for me to put all my money into Cybercoin, just there like go, LeBron buddy. Said to do.
LeBron anyway, said it?
Yeah, Super Bowl. Using school supplies. Replace correcting fluid with lip tint. There's some fucked up. Yeah, white out with lip tint. I guess
with lip smackers.
Lip smackers. Thoroughly clean out a bottle of correcting fluid, then snip off the brush. Glue in an old lip tint applicator and pour lip tint into the bottle. When your friend tries to borrow it, they'll be really confused.
Hold on. That seems like a lot of work for a little payoff.
Payoff
would be like, while your friend's looking, pull out the whiteout and apply it to your lips. Like, your friend's like, what the fuck are you doing? That's way better than your friend being like, okay, I guess this isn't whiteout.
The best part about that electronic trick is that it definitely is worse for the friend who sees you put whiteout on your mouth than you, the person who just put almost certainly extremely poisonous whiteout on your mouth. That's funny.
No, I'm saying if you're going to go to the trouble of cleaning out the bottle to put your lip tint in there, use it as lip tint.
Anyway, make edible school supplies from sugar paste to confuse your friends. Yeah, man. And then you start chowing down on your eraser or paper clips and your friends won't know what's happening.
And they won't be your friends anymore.
Probably not once they find out that you have been cooking pencils.
I've seen a lot. Guys, I've seen a lot of these types of suggestions in like Troom Troom vids.
And what?
My kids are obsessed. Troom Troom, you know, they're like Eastern European pals and they make videos about how to like sneak candy into school.
Okay. Yeah. Or one where you have to sneak a superhero into a movie theater. And it's
Exactly. Well, or like, why you can only eat orange things, all that, you know, Troom Troom.
Okay. My kids just watch a lot of educational stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. This is educational because if you want to sneak, you know, candy buttons in, you can make a jacket decorated with candy buttons, and then the teacher won't know that the blue-eyed girl.
You could be teaching your kids about cost-benefit analysis to realize that that's a stupid thing to do, but go on.
They know that the cost of the snacks in the movie theater is ridiculous.
So high.
So they got a far more beforehand, and they make a little, like, a beret out of Razzles, you know?
A razzle beret.
Close. Pretty close. We'll never come back. This is a drive-by joke.
Yep. Use clear nail polish to make a pencil useless. Paint the tip of a pencil with clear nail polish and your friend borrow it. When they try to use it, it won't write.
That's perfect. I like that one.
That's a good cell phone, too.
A good what?
self-own, because it's your pencil.
I thought you said cell phone.
I thought that too.
I also thought that.
I mean, if you use it, if you pencil, if you had a pencil and you started talking into it like it was a cell phone,
that's funny.
I mean, come on.
Or you could paint clear nail polish all over your friend's cell phone.
That's cool.
Oh, that's good too.
Because then they try to put their finger to it and it won't work.
Yeah, or they put it to their face to make a phone call, and then they immediately huff it and pass out.
You
put clear nail polish on your nails.
Uh-huh.
Your friend's like, wow, your nails look healthy.
Oh, pretty shiny.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Stupid.
What if you put clear nail polish on your friend's nails, and they're like, oh, thank you.
Add hot glue to your sharpener before letting someone borrow it. We're done with pencils and sharpeners and...
Yeah.
Right?
Add hot glue to a tablet that is school supplied or whatever these days, probably.
Remember those, like, you used to have to, like, crank them. They'd be on the wall.
Oh, yeah. I used to crank it all the time.
I love that shit.
Yeah, I had to crank. I loved that.
Yeah.
Oh, with pencils, yes. Yeah.
Manual pencil sharpeners. That's what we had to deal with.
I had a sharpened piece of obsidian that I would use to sharpen the pencil. Yeah. And my teacher would be like, where the fuck did you get that? And I'd be like, back off.
Back off. I got it from Minecraft.
Time to take out your test. Oh, shit. Hold up. I got to go Minecraft myself a pencil.
What?
I gotta dig down deep for the flint and make myself a pencil from Minecraft.
Oh, shit, a creeper. No, that's creeper, the janitor. Don't say that.
Don't say that about the janitor. He's cubey and green. Yeah.
No. He's made of cubes. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, give him a hug.
There but for the grace of God go thou.
Give him a hug. I don't really.
Even if he wasn't made of cubes and green, I wouldn't do that.
Hug your exploding janitor.
I hate that noise he's making.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Make a crayon eraser for a pencil. This one is.
If you kill the janitor, you get feathers, and it's worth it.
That is worth it.
I mean, creepers drop gunpowder, not feathers, but it's okay.
What the fuck? What?
Create a retracting pin with a spring. Isn't that?
Oh, wait, that's been invented.
Yeah.
Where did you get those wonderful toys?
That's a great prank because your friend will then be like, hey, your pen's broken. And you'll be like, I know, I broke it.
So confuse your teacher. This is step two, pulling pranks in the classroom.
Have mechanical pencils. Yeah. Let's just do it.
Yeah, okay? Fucking own them.
Let's rip the bandage off. Why did someone invent a pencil lead destroyer? Because that's all they are. They don't write. They just break. And then you put more out and they break again.
They made that shit so thin.
It's so thin and pointless.
Yeah.
It is good for pretending like you're giving yourself, like, I don't know, an injection or something.
Yeah,
that's a good prank.
But you got to make sure you push the stopper down or it fucking hurts.
We're getting into the good stuff now. Confuse your teacher by changing their wallpaper to a screenshot so that when they try to click the icons, it doesn't work. But I'm
that
sorry. If you get caught doing anything on your teacher's laptop,
about it.
Yeah, going to prison.
You're going down.
You're done.
You're going downtown. Done.
Ink your sleeping friend. If they fall asleep in the library or class, dip their fingers in an ink pad or makeup. You can also use a highlighter, then tickle their nose with a feather or tissue. When they go to scratch their nose, they'll get ink on their face.
Why not just put ink on their face?
If you want to help them get it off, try a little hand sanitizer. That's a great point, Travis. As long as you're cut out the middleman of the finger and just put ink on your friend's fucking face.
Unless you're trying to convince them they got fingerprinted while they were asleep. That would work. It was like, oh, man, you've been gone for so long. They took you downtown, and then, like, in Matrix, they just dropped you back off, and I think that there's some kind of mechanical worm in your tummy. We got to get it out.
Yeah. Use a coffee cup to spill water on your teacher. That one's going to go over great.
That is good.
There's a description here of how to create a prank cup using cling wrap, several layers of cling wrap and a rubber band, and the more I read it, the more... my brain rebels against itself because it's a feat of engineering that I do not think is possible. But
all right, what do they suggest?
What? I'm not going to read it. That's what I'm saying. It's why.
No, we don't want to endorse
it. It's too much.
Can I just say a lot of these sound like something like middle school Travis would do, not because he was a creative prank genius, but because he had impulse control issues.
Mm. Well,
not so much like pranks, but just more like, oh, why did you do that? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think spilling water on your teacher is a great prank, but I do love the little tip they've added at the end here, which is to keep your teacher in a good mood after pulling this prank, have a towel and a real cup of coffee on hand for afterwards.
Sorry, Dolores. Here you go.
Sorry. Here, try yourself up. You look fucking ridiculous.
I have access to coffee, so.
Anyway, take this real coffee.
You take it with two creams, one sugar, am I right?
Yeah.
How about a back rub?
Who's going to take a cup from you ever again when they see you do this? When this feat of engineering that you have used to soak your teacher. Who's going to be like,
you've just done an incredible prank. You have undermined any trust that teacher had for you for the rest of the year. You're going to, the next parent-teacher conference, your teacher's going to be like, listen, they're getting straight A's because, of course, rule number one, keep your grades up. But
they're like fucking Loki in here. Oh, actually, you know what's fucked up? It doesn't say anything about keeping your grades up.
Oh, then guess what? WikiHow's playing a prank on you.
Ooh, that's
right?
Good.
Because they're going to have a hard time expelling you when you're valedictorian.
Yeah. Cover your teacher's desk in candy. This prank will actually make your teacher smile. You can even use candy to make a picture or spell out something for your teacher. Fuck you, Mr. Dennis.
But also, enjoy these Mentos.
But it's Mentos, baby. Fuck it.
That's
Trav. It is Mentos in the picture. In the picture.
I wrote this one.
Oh, okay. Hey, tape two textbook pages together so your friend can't find them. Use double-sided tape to stick the front page to a chapter to a page before it. Your friend won't be able to find it when they open their book, which is fun. Because they could be like, man, why are these two pages stuck together? And be like, I got really excited while reading about trigonometry and busted one. And I'm sorry for that. I apologize. Trigonometry just does it for me. I know how big that triangle is, and that gets my noodle going. Put balloons everywhere. Put them in hallways, classrooms, cafeterias, you name it. You could even fill a whole room with balloons. People won't be able to move without running into balloons.
Hey.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
Hey, Jimmy, my son. You seem so tired and stressed. I have a lot on my plate, Mom.
I have
you
got to
understand
plate.
The pressure. It started simple. I put some clear nail polish on a pencil, and everyone was like, you're the prank king, Jimmy. And then I had to keep escalating. And now I'm blowing up millions of balloons so I can what? Put them in the climb the hallway everywhere? Mom, what have I done? We need to move. I need to move schools, Mom.
I promise I'm not angry. I just need to know. I have a $2,500 charge from Party City on my credit card.
And... it's out of control, Mom.
Okay.
Mom, I pranked myself, Mom.
It's okay.
The ultimate prank was on Jimmy.
You pranked your future. You pranked your way out of that big scholarship.
Oh, no.
This one kicks ass. Bring watermelons to school.
Hell yeah,
yes,
Gallagher.
Got him.
This prank doesn't sound that crazy, but try to get a lot of people to bring at least two watermelons to school, then have them leave them all over the school. Your school will be covered in watermelons.
Now, this assumes that you're of an age to purchase your own watermelons, right? Because this prank carries the much more difficult step of convince your parents you need to take two watermelons to school.
Yeah, well, home ec.
Yeah, okay, but play that out, Griffin.
Like, Mom, I need to bring two watermelons to school for home economics.
What are you guys doing in class? What are you using them for?
Chubby twins. Chubby twin babies.
Oh, this is we're taking care of babies. And I got
we're taking care of two extremely heavy babies at the same time.
Our teacher
time.
Wants to teach us a very specific lesson about responsibility.
Yeah. And
also, we have to provide the watermelons.
They're in cahoots with gym teacher who wants us to get fucking yoked. So we got to carry these two big watermelons around.
Well, then what do I pay taxes for? Shouldn't the school provide the watermelons, young Jimmy?
We know the state of things.
Oh, God, that's a good point. System. You're right. If you bring that up to your parents, like, well, I just know that when Miss Doris asked, she was in tears because she was like, I'm sorry, we can't provide the melons.
I'm sorry. That makes me so sad. Wrap your principal's car in plastic wrap, whatever. Use toilet paper to cover the front of your school for a classic prank. Yeah, that's awesome.
Fuck, what? That's a lot of toilet paper.
Yeah, well, this one, get your friends to help you cover the football field in plastic forks. The most trouble I ever saw anyone get in at my high school was a group of kids who forked the football field. And they forked it fucking good. The team had to miss a practice that day.
Oh, the worst thing that could happen.
The worst thing that could happen at a high school. Not the 15-person fight I saw on the first day of my freshman year.
Well, that's how you, I mean.
How'd you count that fast?
Yeah, what?
How could you even count that fast?
Well, five of them were teachers who waited in and then I think got caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. If you get the opportunity to pop a kid, it's like your you dream.
So,
and then the prince showed up and said, noble blood breaks to new mutiny. And he separated the houses. And it was
awesome.
Fucking thing.
Hey, here's just one quick question in the community Q&A. Could I go into the bathroom and go on my phone and call 911?
Ooh. Could you?
You could
do a lot of things.
Way better go in the bathroom and then call your teacher from the bathroom and say, like, I'm the principal and you're fired. And
oh,
you
that's
put on Aladdin and let him watch Aladdin.
That's awesome.
Hey, do you still have that copy of Jumanji in Spanish? Just put that on.
That's
anyways,
cool.
I'm the principal and I gotta go fart in a cup and smell it.
That's all time. You could do a Mission Impossible diarrhea poison and put that in the principal's cup. And then when he's like, oh, I gotta go, I'm so sick, you go into the principal's office.
I
and
was
get
just
out
gonna smell my farts, but then it turned into diarrhea.
Yeah, and then you get on the secret like Mike he has that gets on the PA and you're like, what's up, everybody? It's me, Principal Stink. And
isn't it weird growing up when we did where the only way you understand the product X-Lax as a magical chocolate that makes people poop?
Yeah.
Do you know how many times we saw X-Lax growing up as kids being snuck into teachers' mugs and babysitters' sandwiches?
Yeah.
And it instantly made them just like poop their brains out forever.
Is that not how it works?
I never saw anyone in incredible gastrointestinal distress because of like horrific constipation, and then they take X-Lax and then they're like, oh, thank goodness. I'm glad I took that X-Lax intentionally. Fantastic.
Do you think that there was ever like a like important business meeting at X-Lax HQ where they're like, do we need to get out in front of this?
Yeah.
Do we need to start like a public health campaign, right? Where it's just like, listen, I know what you all think, right? X-Lax is the diarrhea medicine. But that's not true. We have there's a lot of benefits.
More specifically, it's the chocolate that makes you shit forever.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. There needs to be like a Tide Pod Make Good campaign where Tide got in trouble because they made the most delicious looking candy shaped objects ever and then had to come out and be like, it isn't candy. I know we're having a lot of fun here, but you could die. And just have X-Lax get out there and be like, look, I know we even made it chocolate, the most delicious thing.
We get it.
But
we get it.
Please, no more jokes. This is serious diarrhea medicine. It's serious. Stop
Dad, I just got home from school, and when I told them what you did for a living, they all laughed. It's not funny.
It's
my
not
job
funny.
Helps people. I'm like a doctor.
It's extremely serious diarrhea medicine.
I make the dookie medicine that helps people who can't dookie.
I make the chocolate that helps you fudge.
Anyway.
I've been trying to pitch that as a new slogan, but so far it's not like getting any traction.
You fudge.
This has not been our brightest hour.
That's pretty sad considering we're only 35 minutes in.
Oh no. Okay, well, let's go to the money zone. That's usually a good palate cleanser.
It's better with you.
All right, let's shake it off. Let's get back
shake
into
it.
The jimmy's out.
Listen, we've had a lot of wiggles. Now it's time to focus up. We're back into it, and it's time to deliver the goods. Justin, take it. Don't think about it. Just go. Take the rock.
Okay. A lot of people use Squarespace these days, and they want to use it to make a great website. I, personally, Justin McElroy, have been using Squarespace for the past couple weeks to build a website for my wife, Sydney, who is running for the House of Delegates here in West Virginia. And I built her website with the help of a trusted friend, mainly to tell me if the things looked bad. But he built it, and I've been editing it.
Well, now, Justin, I'm sorry, but the story keeps changing.
Yes, I feel like there is a shifting. The point is, I could have done it.
Uh-huh.
So that's where I got myself into trouble, is once I started fooling around with it, I should have been intimidated. It's easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
You can adjust the things. You make a great looking website.
So just to be clear, the fault is not with Squarespace. It is with Justin.
My own confidence.
And in our stars, yes.
And I've built Squarespace websites before. I guess I just had the yips because I wanted it to be really good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
I wanted it to look great. But I should have trusted that Squarespace templates would make everything look fantastic.
That is what they do.
So I asked Michael from Drunks and Dragons to like help me to build it.
Yeah.
And he did.
Do you need a moment?
I could have done it on my own, but I appreciate. Do you understand?
Yeah, sure.
Like okay. You could have done it, but you got scared.
Yeah, don't get me.
I got scared.
Don't get me wrong. In the ad copy, it does want us to talk about how easy it is and that you could do it yourself.
I could have. I should have trusted that. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
But at the same time, I really appreciate Michael's help.
Yeah.
So just really to be clear, they offer 24/7 support, but not 24/7 emotional support.
Thank you.
Which is what Justin needed.
They don't tell you that the magic was inside you all along.
So Justin could have used Squarespace, but he second guessed himself. And that's why he's here now to tell you, don't make his mistakes. Right? You be better than Justin. Use Squarespace yourself, right? This is your chance to prove that you're a better person than Justin. Make your own partner a website to run for West Virginia House of Delegates.
Go to McElroyForWV.com and you'll see this website built in Squarespace and you'll be like, fuck, this is professional.
Yeah, I made an equally important website to celebrate my dog called ButtercupIsAVeryGoodGirl.com. You can go to that one. I use Squarespace to do that too. They're websites of equal importance.
Anyway, go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hey, I want to talk about DoorDash.
Yes.
Are you afraid, like Justin is, of doing the wrong thing? Then let DoorDash do it for you. I mean, from now on, all of my ad reads are going to be about Justin being afraid, because I think fear is a powerful motivational tool, but I don't want to make it about our listeners being afraid.
That's
so good. I'm going to use it about Justin. Sometimes Justin's afraid that he'll forget things at the store, and then he's like, what am I going to do now? Oh, what if everyone finds out that I forgot the snacks and the drinks and the household essentials? Oh, God, they're all going to be so mad at me. Well, good news, Justin. You can use DoorDash, and they can have household essentials, drinks, and snacks delivered in as little as 30 minutes right to your door. And Justin, don't be afraid about not being able to connect with the restaurants you love. DoorDash, they can connect you with the restaurants you love, so fear no more, Justin. And Justin, no fear, right? Live free, die hard. Now you can get the grocery essentials you need with DoorDash too, like drinks, snacks, household items, everything you need not to be afraid, like a nightlight or a comfy blanket, or if you need some like relaxing tea and like a cozy mystery that doesn't have any blood or violence in it. Good news, Justin.
A huge knife.
No. Well, is that for Justin to wield or the DoorDash deliverer to bring?
I don't know that we should say that DoorDash deliverers bring a huge knife to your door when they come to
drop off? Well, if they do, they won't wield it. They won't have it in their hand.
Yeah, I mean, that would be ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, would it be in a bag of sorts? For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code MBMBAM. That's 25% off, up to $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code MBMBAM. One more time, don't forget, that's code MBMBAM for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Subject to change, terms apply. DoorDash, live without fear. Don't be like Justin.
Wow.
It's what they wrote.
It's what they wrote.
Yeah, it feels, doesn't it feel a little targeted?
I mean, it could be any Justin. It could be Justin Theroux.
They could be talking about Justin Theroux.
Yeah, so don't worry about it, man.
Hi, I'm Janet Varney. And just like you, I survived high school. And we're not alone. On my podcast, The JV Club, I invite some of my friends to share the highs and lows of their teen years. Like moments with Aisha Tyler.
But when you're a kid, the stakes are just pretty low. Go to school, try not to get in trouble, get laid.
Jamila Jamil.
I watched television probably every waking hour during that time when I was shit-faced on medicine.
And Dave Holmes.
We talked and talked, and then everybody left. It was just us two, and I was like, I love you.
Learn how you too can be a functioning adult after the drama and heartbreak of high school. Every week on the JV Club with Janet Varney. Find it on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts. This is a judgment-free show.
We have wasted this world. Our magic put a storm in the sky that has rendered the surface of our planet uninhabitable. But beneath the surface, well, that's another story entirely. In a city built leagues below the apocalypse, survivors of the storm forge paths through a strange new world. Some seek salvation for their homeland above. Others seek to chart the vast undersea expanse outside the city's walls. And others still seek, what else? Fortune and glory. Dive into the Ethersea, the latest campaign from the Adventure Zone. Every other Thursday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Justin, speaking of Justin Theroux, Do you want to apologize for when we talked about Smartlist? Are you talking about how Smartlist had the Prime Minister of Canada on, Justin Trudeau?
I don't see any problem with that.
Well, Justin Trudeau is the Prime Minister. Justin Theroux is an actor who has been in many wonderful things.
Nobody at home caught that, Trav.
Several people.
Nobody.
Let's say a couple things. One thing is, it passed without comment from the two of you. So you're complicit.
Correct.
Because if you had realized the error, you instantly would have. I mean, that would have been the rest of the episode.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Jennifer Aniston's ex-husband. Her current husband?
Ex-partner, definitely. Well, I think she wants to get back together with Brad Pitt, last I read.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Me neither.
He's on Parks and Rec. Remember?
Oh, yeah, he's so good. A good turn on Parks and Rec. A good turn.
It's not wild, though. They had Kamala Harris, so it's like not wild.
It's not wild. It's just that they're two individual human beings, right?
Yeah, no, I know, man. I know. It's I get confused with Justin McElroy.
If they had Richard Harris on and you were like, they had the vice president of the country on. It's just half their name is a different name.
They have one name in common.
Theroux and Trudeau is very similar.
I mean, yeah, you could rhyme it in a poem. Absolutely.
Hey, let's do another question, maybe?
Yeah, sure. Travis, I cannot believe you put this next one in.
What?
I love listening to your show. However, sometimes you fellows use large or unique words that I have to look up because I don't know the meanings.
Irony.
I always tell myself I'm going to remember those cool words and use them when I can. However, after I close my dictionary, I almost immediately forget those words and then fail to use them. Yeah. Brothers, how can I get a cool vocabulary like you?
Mm, yeah.
That's from Vocabulary Vexed in Vermont.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, we're trying to do the show and you feel that truculence and you're like, oh, I don't remember. And those words can be such ephemera.
Stop. You can't actually do that twice per episode. It's illegal.
Yeah.
I don't want to be persnickety. You guys are right.
I mean, my recommendation would be to get a job where you have to talk about everything all the time.
Yeah.
And then eventually you start to hate the way that you say it, and you think there must be a new way of saying these things because I hate the way I do it.
Yeah.
And that's so you inspire yourself to get some new vocabulary. You look for opportunities to use it in your day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm. You don't even have to know what it means. That's the beauty of it. If you say it with confidence, we live in an ever-shifting lingual society now. And so sometimes you can just say a word with confidence and someone can be like, I don't think it means that. And you're like, it does now, actually, because somebody used it on TikTok. And they can't disprove that. And it's amazing.
Yeah,
to be alive in the world today. Nothing means anything anymore.
You should change your life to use the word. So, if you learn a new word, like...
Can't even big. Think of any word, Juice. Think of any word, pal.
Come on, you can do it. I used so many early in the episode. Come on.
Verisimilitude.
Ooh! From Downtown!
I thought it was verisimilitude.
Verisimilitude.
No, that's when you fight militude.
Then you should do things that where verisimilitude would be part of the... You know, like you should. I know it because Richard Donner used it when he was talking about the Superman movie. Yeah. So, like, if you were making a superhero movie,
he used verisimilitude, like truth, to be like, I wanted to seek out verisimilitude in the Superman movies, a movie about a man who flies backward around the planet.
It's here, Travis. Okay, you're gonna feel like a real horse's patoot when I send you this is my Twitter banner.
Okay. I'm never on Twitter.
It's in Slack.
Okay.
It's in Slack.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay. Yeah.
It's Superman holding a banner that says verisimilitude.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
I'm saying find a time in a place in the world where that concept would be important and shift your life to meet your vocabulary. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But sometimes also big words are fucking overrated. Cause there's a word, pulchritudinous means very beautiful and beauty and shit. That's an ugly sounding word. It's a gross word.
Sounds
who needs
super
it?
Gross.
Just say bodacious. Way better.
I think we could.
You're not going to say check out that pulchritudinous ass, right? You're not going to say that.
But I also wouldn't say check out that bodacious. Who would I be saying that
to? You wouldn't say check out that bodacious ass.
But who would I be saying that to, Travis, in my life?
Well, your son when he's older, Griffin.
Yeah, I forgot.
It's so important to build your kids up.
Like, wait, hold on, sorry. I was saying you would say it to have a bonding moment with your son about a bodacious ass.
Yeah, like we saw Babe at Target.
Yeah, and you want to talk about that bodacious ass. Now, yeah, but Justin, what you're saying is like he's ready for his first like homecoming dance, and you're like sniffling. You're like, I'm just so proud of you. Look at that bodacious ass. And he's like, Dad, don't. Come on. You're going to get me crying.
If I could say bodacious ass in a bottle.
You get it from me, son. I know, Dad. I love you.
I love you so much, Dad.
I love your bodacious ass too, Dad. I know that bodacious ass is the way you say I love you because you were raised in a different generation. You're wildly uncomfortable. And every time you call me my bodacious ass, it means you love me. Bodacious ass, son. Bodacious ass to you too, Daddy.
Huh. Interesting. Yes.
What?
Munch Squad.
Ooh.
Okay.
Little Caesars,
not Batman related,
is a pizza restaurant where you can get things at a drive-thru. And you drive up and you say, give me a pizza, please.
Can I also just say real quick, Little Caesars, a great example of a restaurant where I have no idea where we're at culturally as to have they turned their shit around? Is it still viewed?
It was
like,
the cheap pizza because you get two.
Right.
And that's what we had at church all the time.
Right.
It was always
Little
Caesars. I
fucking love Little Caesars.
But have they turned it around?
Little Caesars.
Because Domino's
did a thing.
Okay,
now this is interesting. See, that was my supposition, right? When I would get Pizza Hut or Domino's, uh-huh. I would think, oh, I'm really treating myself now uh-huh. because I'm not eating, or God forbid, like a backyard pizza.
Oh my God,
staples.
Who has the money?
Who's got the
in
money?
In this economy?
I thought, let the common folk have Little Caesars, but then I tried it recently.
Yeah.
It's been maybe a decade. Great.
Yeah.
Great quality food. I really enjoyed it.
One of the best sausages in the game, frankly.
One of a great sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Not like you're going to get over at Monty's Pizza.
No. You get that,
on
that 7th crumble?
Avenue, that kind of crumble.
Oh, no. That's the
sausage.
Shit. They cut the circle into squares. Love it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, forget about it. You throw some barbecue chips on there, you're living the dream. Living
now
the dream.
Now you're snacking.
Oh,
you are,
boy, boy,
you guys
boy.
Are narrow casting to the people on this show.
Yeah.
To each other.
Sometimes
much.
I forget
just,
there's
like,
other people listening. Yeah.
Little Caesars unveils a new superhero offering. The Batman.
It is Batman.
Yeah, that's my.
That's why you did the Batman theme.
Yeah, but
the Batman calzone. I saw a sign for this at the Little Caesars across from Fantastic Sam's over near the Kroger.
Oh yeah, I know that one.
And I was like, I literally stopped my car to take a picture with my phone because I was like, what? It just said Batman calzone $7.99.
Now, can I just say that one does not look like a calzone. Two.
It's not a calzone, you idiot. It's a calzone.
It looks more like Mothman than Batman.
Okay, well, like, maybe next time you make a half calzone, half pizza, you'll make it look more like Batman.
I'm just saying that is not the shape of either the Batman or his symbol.
No.
That looks like the bat symbol.
It does not look like the bat symbol. The bat symbol is much more oblong. This is a pizza that someone fucked up.
This is
okay, so can I just talk about it?
Yeah, sure.
It's the Batman calzone. The bat signal has been spotted in Detroit, but not the way you'd expect. This is from mlive.com, which is a Michigan news source, I think. The bat signal has been spotted in Detroit, but not in the way you'd expect. It comes courtesy of Little Caesars, which unveiled a super new food item on Monday, introducing the Batman calzone. It's a bat-shaped product. The bat-shaped product is a buttery-tasting calzone crust filled with garlic white sauce, cheese, and julienne pepperoni. Combined with a pepperoni pizza and served with a side of crazy sauce.
I'm staring at this, and the picture you have sent us, Justin, the pepperoni are arranged in such a way that it feels like a Magic Eye poster, and I'm, like, transfixed by it, and I'm trying to find, like, but they're perfect. They're perfect.
Geometrically sort of aligned.
Yeah, I think they knew they were going to take a picture of this one,
you
so
think?
They made it look good.
Okay, because it's also really shiny and red.
It's $7.99.
It's a good
price. And it says it's going to be available for a limited time starting on Monday. Now, normally that would stress me out, but in this case, I think that's probably good because I would hate to go into Little Caesars 4 years from now. And I'm like, why do you guys have something called a Batman Calzone? And they'd have to look at me dead in the eye and be like, I absolutely have no idea.
Well, you
we
say
just
that.
Always had a Batman Calzone. So we just always had
what
it.
About Superman ice cream at Baskin Robbins?
That's different.
Okay. It's different. All right. It makes so much more sense. Anyone can now bring superhero vibes to pizza night.
Oh boy.
By trying the new Batman Calzone, said Jeff Klein, chief marketing officer at Little Caesars. It's the most delicious part of our partnership with the upcoming film, The Batman.
What are the other delicious parts? What's the least delicious part?
What else you got? Yeah, what's the least? Probably all
and
the
try the Batman food. Sweat soda that tastes just like the inside of his cowl after a hard night's patrol. It's fucking gross. But Pattinson insisted.
Try the Riddler press freeze. The only question you'll have is, why did I get this? The Batman, which will feature the Caped Crusader uncovering corruption in Gotham City that connects to his own family
Badass.
While facing a serial killer known as the Riddler.
This is the first I've heard of this. What?
A serial killer known as the Riddler.
Huh.
Will be released on March 4th.
What's happening with this crime wave? There's a serial killer named the Riddler.
Did we name him that or did he name himself? Unclear.
Do you guys think if you get killed by the if you live in Gotham City,
yeah.
And then there's like an explosion and you're like, oh shit, it's a Batman level crime that's happening. And then the Riddler comes out and kills you. You're like,
fuck.
The Riddles guy is killing me.
Couldn't even be like the Penguin or somebody.
That's got to be a really stressful thing about being Batman is when you are fighting the Riddler, you're like, please don't let me die fighting the
Riddler. Yeah, it can't be like this, right?
Please.
Who killed Batman? Like, who finally killed Batman? Who got him? Bane. Oh, okay. That actually makes sense. I thought you were going to say the Riddler, and I was going to be like, what'd he do?
No.
Riddle him to death?
Yeah. He riddled him with bullets, and he laughed the whole time, but then we were like, that's not... That's anything.
That's not how the name.
I'm so excited that I get to watch Paul Dano fight
Robert Pattinson.
My dear friend Robert Pattinson. Who will win that fight? I have an answer. Me.
America. I'm just glad that we're finally bringing the Batman to the big screen.
Yeah.
Let his story be told. How did he get where he is? What's his whole deal? Does he have some sort of butler man who helps him? I don't know these things.
Are his parents cool?
Are they cool? What do they do? Right? Does he connect with other human beings in an easy way? Right? Is he cool in social situations? Is he at all haunted by some sort of dark past? I don't know.
What's his financials like?
Yeah, where's he at? Is he barely getting by? Finding his free time, he's going to fight some villains, but also got to pay the bills. I don't know.
Now, it is worth noting that we're having a lot of fun here. But, of course, any permutation of Batman that comes up, like, maybe in, like, podcasts or whatever is great. We're just more Batman stories,
please.
The better out there. Thank you.
Yeah, we do love that. But here's the thing. Audio Batman, that's where it's at, man.
That's where it's at.
Let me picture my own Batman. Right. And he's got... Oh, he's got long, curly blonde hair. Hey, guys, what's your perfect Batman?
This calzone does look like a menstrual pad, though, and I don't know what they were thinking when they did it.
He's got wings.
Can I tell you something? I had a pause earlier. I'm sure Rachel edited it out, but I had to pause earlier because I had a wave of nausea, and I think that was caused by the incredible hunger that I feel looking at this incredible calzone.
You look at this, and this makes you hungry.
I want nothing more than to eat this. I would ravish this.
I find, can I tell
unspeakable.
You?
Unspeakable.
I find the symmetry of the pepperoni very off-putting.
Why?
Because I know
it's fantastic.
I know a human being touched this a lot.
Yeah, that's a good point. This isn't somebody threw down a scattering of pepperonis. This took somebody several minutes.
Human being individually touched each of these ronies.
Yeah.
What on earth, why on earth do you assume that the calzone that you would buy at the Little Caesars for $7.99, available without pre-order Monday through Friday from 4 to 8 p.m., what on earth makes you think it would look anything like this?
No, I know that, Justin, but I can believe that that is a naturally occurring Batman calzone, where I look at this and I say, this is man-made. This is a man-made.
God, I'm so hungry for this calzone.
I think that means it's time to stop the show.
Yeah, it's calzone time. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. Where to start?
Let's start by, again, we fucked up last week by not telling you all about this great virtual live show we have coming up on the 26th. Please come.
Amanda will be so mad.
Nobody's
bought tickets to it. We kind of messed up, okay?
It's at 9 p.m. Eastern time. You can get tickets at bit.ly/mabimbamvirtual.
It's Friday. It's this Friday.
It's this Friday. So come on out.
This Saturday.
So come have a good time this Saturday with us. It's weekend fun time with your.
Hey, but listen,
can you just sound a little like it? You're selling people on taking in more of you. Can you just sound like you're not completely miserable?
I mean, I got
like you're excited to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I got some personal stuff going on, but I guess if you need me to amp up the volume a little bit.
If you could turn it up and turn it on and turn it loose.
Yeah, sure.
Jesus. What's up, sickos? This Saturday, baby, bit.ly/mabimbamvirtual, you fucking freaks. Yep, there it is.
Oh, that's great. But, our dad wrote a kid's book. It's called Goalie's Guide to Grandchilding. And if you go to linktr.ee, that's Linktree with a dot before the two E's, /Goalie's Guide, GOLDIES guide. You can see some events that he's doing to promote that book. And you can go pre-order the book and you should do it. It's going to be so cute. And our dad wrote a book, and we're really proud of him. So go get his book and go to his book events.
But I love you, Dad.
Just when you thought the best had passed, we went and saved the best for last because we are doing it. The 20 Rendezvous Fancy Takes Flight Tour. Tickets on sale this Friday, February 25th at noon local time. bit.ly/McElroy Tours for ticket links and more info. And listen, yes. Mask and proof of full vaccination or negative COVID test within 72 hours of event are required. One more time. You got to wear a mask and you got to show proof of full vaccination or negative COVID test within 72 hours of the event. But we're coming to your city, maybe.
We're coming live in our own flesh.
Yeah, we'll be there.
For real this time.
Our beautiful human flesh.
We'll be there.
We've threatened it a few times, but now we're serious.
This time for real.
I do need to say I will have a sort of proxy homunculus.
It will look just like Griffin. Except,
indistinguishable.
Very small.
Except it can't pronounce K's.
Yeah.
So that's the only sort of problem with it. But other than that, it's just like Griffin.
It's just like
Griffin. And he's about 6 inches taller.
He's bigger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a little more muscly.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's better than Griffin in every way, except he can't pronounce the letter K. Other than that, though, one more time. Tickets on sale.
We tell him to think C and just say a hard C.
Do a hard C. Or like a CH, if that helps.
His mouth just can't.
He won't do it.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Tickets on sale this Friday, February 25th at noon local time, bit.ly/McElroy Tours. So you're going to do that and do the live show and get Dad's book and go to McElroyMerch.com. We got a new Besties tiebreaker coin featuring New York Giraffe, the one and only. So that is at McElroyMerch.com. We got the pin of the month. We got the 20 Rendezvous pins. And we got the I'm Not Ashamed of My Clown Husband sticker. It's all there. Go. Fly, you fools.
Go. Be free. Thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a track that bumps in the night.
It bumps and humps and jumps
in the night.
The lumps.
Okay. And I think that's the end of the show.
I'm on Twitch.
Yep.
Okay. And Travis will just say that.
I'm on Twitch. That's our new wrap up.
Where does that stop, I wonder?
Oh, when it stops at twitch.tv/TheTravisMcElroy.
Right. But when will you have achieved enough Twitch success that it doesn't become...
When I'm up there with some of the greats, like Twitch Johnson and Twitch Jenkins and Twitch Jones, when I'm up in that echelon...
Twitch and Terry Peterson.
Yeah, when I'm up there, I think that'll be the movie starring Will Smith Twitch. When I'm in that realm, I think that's probably where I'll be able to take a year off, so I can come back hot.
Griffin, I was thinking maybe you could try to, like, instead of the Yahoos, which I love, maybe you could try to, like...
Just tell a joke. Start,
like, work, you could just, like, workshop a new closer every week.
Oh, that's
like,
good.
Until you find something
like a new
lands.
Bit.
That
yeah, feels I feel like
a
the
new
final,
little mini bit.
Can I,
like a sign.
Something that's, like, undeniably Griffin.
And can I be honest with everybody now? I've been making them up.
What?
My wife.
Sorry, that's not the button. I'm
oh, yeah. No,
no, no, no, it's not that.
Okay.
No. Fuck, sorry, let me just.
Fuck.
Sorry. No. Okay.
No, it's the same way.
That got me good.
No,
you need to really practice this before you do it.
No, here, okay.
Can you label them? Say it again.
I've been making them up.
This is an MBMBAM exclusive.
I mean, it's not something we should joke about. I've been effectively lying. This whole time.
Does your wife Rachel know?
She's the one that put me up to it. Did it get quieter?
That was a lesser
reveal.
Yeah,
it wasn't as big as the other ones.
Yeah. Well, that'll be the bit for this week. Like, that's what we did this week. It'll be different next Griffin, week, so you never know what you're going to get. There's no familiarity. Yeah.
Do you want me to send you a list of words you can use to help apologize?
I want nothing less.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.